And it's a very good afternoon to my guest this afternoon. It's Claire Skinner. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. Luckily, you didn't have to come very far in all of this rain.
No, it's literally just across the car park.
Yes. So you're the principal archivist over at the Dorset History Centre. Just give us a little bit of background about the History Centre, please.
Okay, well, Dorset History Centre is home to literally a million stories of individuals, families, businesses, churches, all sorts of organisations that cover the whole of the county. And we preserve those stories, those archives, forever. So, yeah, we're all about preserving history for the future so that people can enjoy it, learn about the past, and yeah, that's what we're all about.
And you've done this elsewhere as well, haven't you, in other parts of the country?
I have, for my sins. I've now been an archivist for over 30 years. So I started off University of Reading, then Hampshire, then Wiltshire, then Plymouth, and I moved to Dorset last November.
Yeah, like I said to you a minute ago, when you've been here 20 years, you might be able to say you're local. So is this something that you always wanted to do?
Yes, I can remember going to a record office when I was at school, aged just, 13, 14, and thinking, wow, this is cool. I want to do this when I'm older. And lo and behold, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you've got these series of talks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, on the last Wednesday of the month at 12:30, it's called From the Stacks, and we're getting out some items from our wonderful stores to tell people about, just one or two interesting facts or people or places that can be discovered in the records.
And people can come along. There's no charge. This is lunchtime.
No, this is it, 12:30. It'll last 20 minutes, half an hour, totally free. So, yeah, please do come along.
Yeah, you can have your lunch break in there at the same time. Yeah. Now, tell us about this very interesting document you've brought to it. It's the oldest, isn't it, that you've got over there?
Yes, I have the privilege. I'm going to talk tomorrow about our very oldest document, and I'm super excited because although I've worked in other places, I've never worked anywhere before that had an Anglo-Saxon charter, and this dates back to 965 AD, so before the Norman conquest. It's just incredible.
And what does the charter tell us?
Right, well, it's King Edgar basically giving a piece of land in a place called Cheselbourne in Dorset to a chap called Wulfheard, who must be a loyal follower that he's probably rewarding. But what's really interesting is he threatens anybody who tries to get in the way of this grant. He threatens them to be dragged by demons into eternal damnation, to be hurled onto the horrible waters of Tartarian Acheron. So just another name for hell, whose revolting stream is said to seethe with filth and a great whirlpool. So a bit more kind of interesting than modern conveyances,
Yeah. And is this document, the actual document, is it very fragile?
Yes. I will get out the original so people can see it. But obviously, we're hoping that people will respect its great age and not try and frisbee it across the room or anything.
A paper plane.
Yeah. Look but don't touch, I would say, with this one. Yeah. But there will be other occasions when we do these where it will be possible to get a bit more hands-on.
So how do you store these very precious, priceless items?
Indeed, yes, utterly priceless. Well, we make sure that they're in acid-free containers, which are designed to prevent deterioration, and we try and store them in an environment that is temperature and humidity controlled. They won't get too hot, too cold, too damp, too dry. They won't get mouldy because we're making sure the air is dry, and they won't get eaten by mice or rats or other pests. And the stores that we have are secure, so only authorised personnel can access them.
So they won't deteriorate any more than they already have done. They'll be good forever.
No, that's the aim. Yeah. That's the aim. Yes, this particular document is probably written on parchment, which is sheepskin, which is a very hard-wearing material. And, you know, you can guarantee, really, that it will last, well, indefinitely.
When you first started out in doing all this type of work, has it always had that level of looking after the documents, or is it something that's evolved since you've been doing it?
Yes, we've always, as long as I can remember, had sort of set parameters that we have to store things in. Some of the techniques have developed over time, so we're able to do a lot more to repair things, and that's something our conservator, Jess, is very good at. But the principles by which we work haven't really changed. For example, we would never try and disguise the fact that something had been repaired, because that's actually part of its story. The damage is authentic, and so you're not trying to do a Mr. Bean and put Tippex on it and cover up the fact that it was once looked different, you know.
And are we still, or are you still, discovering new documents? Do people come along with new documents? And
yes, absolutely. And that's something we're planning to do. We're going to apply for funding to build an extension, because the History Centre is getting full up. Wow. We've only got a couple of years' worth of expansion space within the building. So we're hoping to build on our car park with support, hopefully, from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Everything willing.
Yeah. So is it members of the public that are bringing new things into you?
Yes, members of the public, organisations like Dorset Council itself obviously creates a lot of items. The churches, businesses, private companies, voluntary organisations, all sorts of creative bodies, you know, are generating archives.
Excellent. And just remind everybody when your talk's going to be on.
Oh, well done, thank you. It's 12:30 tomorrow, Wednesday the 28th of May. And yeah, watch out for these talks the last Wednesday of the month, 12:30.
Lovely. Well, good luck with that, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.